Hello, welcome to the Online Newbie Podcast. My name is Adrienne Dupree of the Online Newbie, and you can find us at theonlinenewbie.com. Our mission is to teach people in corporate America who want to get out of the rat race how to start an online business. And we have a special guest today. His name is Paul Haubman. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Adrienne. I'm great. Thank you. I love it that you... The way you say, we help people get out of the rat race. Oh, that's perfect.
Yes, it is. And we both know a lot about the rat race.
Exactly. Amen.
So I was trying to remember the first time I met you. I know I met you at NAMS, and it may have been my first NAMS, which was NAMS 6. And I just remember you as the person who was always smiling and full of energy, you know, just a very positive person. And then I always admired you because you're an instructor at NAMS, but you take the beginners, and I know a lot of people kind of shy away because when I say beginners, I really mean beginners. These people, a lot of them don't have a website or anything, and by the time they leave NAMS, they actually have a blog and they're ready to get started. So, I mean, I think that's just so great that you take that time and you have that patience with the new people.
Yeah, I know what it's like to be there. So when I first started, it certainly was kind of a crazy world out there where people were trying to explain this whole online internet marketing thing. And what I found originally was that people either already got it for some reason. They were, you know, making all the money, or they had nothing. There was this big, wide gap, and nothing really to help the beginners who knew nothing get up to that spot. I mean, the first conference I ever went to, I felt like I was drinking from a fire hose. It was just all this information just thrown at you, boom, 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 boom. I was like, how is this helpful? This isn't going to do any good for me. And I looked around, there are a lot of other faces that just kind of had that look. I'm sure you're aware of it, where it's just like, aw. Their jaws are dropped a little. Their eyes are kind of glazed over. And it just started at that point. So I knew that this was an area that I was passionate about. And I've actually been teaching for many, 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 many years. So it was actually kind of a good fit to go from teaching things offline at a college and different places to just moving online and helping people get to that point where they can be successful online.
I mean, you're right about that. There doesn't seem to be like a middle ground either. You know, there are people at the top or there are kind of people at the bottom. And you're right, there really isn't a lot in between. So, yeah, you're doing it. I know it must make you feel proud when people come back and, you know, you see the progression from when they first started.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling seeing that progression, as you mentioned, but it's really, you know, I'm not going to take much credit for it. It's really the person who decides that this is what they want and they have their goals and they're working towards it. I'm just kind of giving a little nudge and providing the information to them. So it's great that people do that, and I applaud them. I love that.
Yeah. So last summer, I had got an idea to start a book called Leave the Corporate World Behind. And it's basically a compilation book that chronicles the journey of people who either used to work in corporate America, now have a full-time online business, or people who are still in the corporate world but have a part-time online business. And you were perfect match because you're just like me right now. We are kind of straddling the fence. We have both. And I know there's a lot of other people that are like that or would like to know, you know, how they can do that as well. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story?
Okay. By nature, I have a technical background, computer science from Rochester Institute of Technology. And it's funny because people go, oh, that's why you're so good online. And I'm like, no. What I learned in school is completely different than what I do online. And you're similar to that, right? You have a good technical base and you do technical things, but what you do at work is very different than what you do online. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So So they go, oh, that's why you're good. I'm like, no, no, the things that I do are very, very different. Still technical, and it's, you know. So what I tell people, what I do technically is I work for an insurance company, and I get systems to talk to each other and share data. So kind of like a systems integrator, or, you know, just get different systems so that they can communicate and talk like that. So it's something that I enjoy doing, but what I do online with the teaching and helping people with their websites is a lot more fun and a lot more enjoyable and a lot more rewarding. So I decided probably about a year or two ago that this was something that I wanted to see. Is it really possible? You know, it's one thing to see all these people out there, and, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the big names, people making gobs of money and all their success, and I didn't necessarily need that or want that. Well, I guess we all need more money, gobs of money. But I didn't necessarily don't want to go to that level. I just wanted something that can support me and my family and do something full-time so that I don't have to continue to commute and you know, work for somebody else. The whole 9-to-5 myth for me, because 9-to-5 is really like 7-to-6. And it's just, I wasn't enjoying it as much as I used to when I was younger. When I was younger, it was a lot of fun and exciting, ambitious, and I'm going to make my name and move myself up, and I can do this. You know what? If I'm going to do it, I want to do it for myself. So I started to look at what would it take to develop a consistent income that would be able to support me. And I worked with some people, some really great people, to help me define what that is, how to get there, and move in that direction. So at this point, while we're recording this, I'm just 3 to 6 months away to actually leaving a very nice, lucrative position with all the benefits, and just going out and looking forward to that day when I can say, thank you very much, I'm leaving. And when they say, where are you going? I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to do my own thing. Looking forward to that, and that's going to just feel awesome.
So I know that, I mean, that sounds exciting to everybody, but did you have any kind of fear? You know, a lot of times people really want to kind of step out there, but they kind of let fear hold them back.
Absolutely. You know, the idea of having a steady paycheck, knowing that it's coming from someplace, at least where I am, because it's a major corporation, I know that there is safety and security in that sense, although it's also a false sense, because at any time they can just say, thank you very much, have a nice day, and let me go. But the big fear for me is the fact that I have a family, and I don't want to do anything to put us in jeopardy or them in jeopardy. It'd be a lot different if it was just myself, you know, and I don't have many expenses, or if I did not have many expenses, if I didn't have to worry about a mortgage, if I didn't have, you know, the whole car payment, all the things that is responsible adults, all these financial responsibilities that we have, you know, if I didn't have that, certainly it would be a lot easier. But because I do have those things, because I'm not financially independent like some people are raised and brought up, That's a concern, and that is something that I fear. And actually, I think it's a bigger fear that my family, and not just my immediate family, but my extended family is concerned mm-hmm. about. You know, my in-laws, well, how are you going to support yourself? Is this going to be possible? You know, they're all supportive as far as, wow, that's great, you can do it. But as I get closer and closer, I still hear the support, but I also still hear some doubt, like, wow, you can really do that? You know, it's not a support of, wow, you can do it. It's, you can do it? Question mark. So that fear is a little bit different that I have to address, because it's I guess, in a way, showing people that, yes, it's possible, and, yes, this is something that's viable and doable, and there's no cause for concern.
Yeah, I know a lot of people struggle with trying to communicate this to friends and family, because, you know, in their mind they're saying, well, why in the world, you know, would you leave? You have a good job, you have, you know, what most people think is stability, and they sometimes don't really understand. So, yeah, trying to explain that to other people sometimes can be a little challenging.
And I think one of the things, it's a natural progression. So when you decide that, yes, you know, it's kind of like a seesaw. Well, yeah, when you're working full time, you're working, you know, X number of hours, and that's a lot of time during the day. So obviously you can't necessarily work on your own business to get you out of there. And the income levels are low and it's just not working out. But as you work more to it, so basically you're adding more hours to your day because now you're working this part-time job called your business. And the income starts to increase as that's going on. And so right now I actually feel almost like I'm working two jobs full-time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea that, oh, work online and, you know, you can live the laptop lifestyle, work wherever you want, just a couple hours a day. That, to me, is a big myth. I don't think that's the case at all. Working online is work. It is something that takes time, devotion, and dedication. And, you know, I tell people, yeah, I can make money when I sleep, but that's because I'm working the other 18 hours a day.
Right. Right?
So as I start and develop this new job for me, and I don't really want to call it a job because it's really what I love to do, but it's, you know, I feel like I am at that point until I can reach over that little, you know, curve or that income bump where I can finally say, okay, I've got this, I can make this, then I'm going to have so much more free time because all the stuff that I'm doing in the evenings on the weekends will now just move into my regular 9-to-5 slot that I can work. So it's going to feel like a big relief when I leave my daytime job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm in the exact same boat. It's like, so, you know, I work, you know, during the day at my full-time job, and then, you know, in the evenings and on the weekends is when I'm working. So, yeah, I mean, it is like you're really working two full-time jobs because even though, you know, I say it's part-time, you know, when I probably add up all the hours, it's probably closer to full-time. And that kind of is a good segue because I know a lot of people are saying, well, yeah, I would like to do this, but I don't think I have enough time. You know, I'm already working a lot of hours on my full-time job, and I just don't see how I can fit this in. So do you have any advice for, you know, how you can, you know, do both at the same time?
The idea that it's a balance is the first thing that comes to my mind, but really it's not a balance. Anytime that things are imbalanced just means things are going status quo. I think you have to realize what it is that you want and just get the determination that says, this is what I want, this is what I have to do to get it, and this is what I'm willing to do. So it's really a mind shift of changing your priorities. So do you want to, you know, enjoy the movies and just veg out and sit on the couch at night when there's other things to happen? You know, that's kind of a big part of what I have to, in a sense, give up or change my priorities. You know, there are things that I would love to do, but I know at this point I just have to kind of put them on hold while I do some of these other things. And when I do that, though, I do feel good because I know that I'm accomplishing tasks and activities that need me, that I need to do in order to move forward to achieve this goal. So it's, you know, writing things down and saying, okay, how do I get there? What do I need to do? And a lot of times I've seen people, and when I say people, I mean myself as well, where I'm doing activities and I go, oh, I'm getting a lot done, but they're not necessarily the important things that I need to do in order to get them done. So I'm doing, in a sense, busy work, but it's not income-producing results. And that's, you know, something that I'm always looking at. And I think that's true for a lot of people, even if you're just working a regular job, if you're just living, that's kind of human nature, I think.
Yeah, a lot of times you tend to do the things that are either easy for you or you really like. And, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know, the whole marketing thing. I mean, the technical thing is one thing, but the marketing is another thing. And for most people, that's something that's really different. But that's what you need to spend a lot of your time on. But, you know, since it's kind of uncomfortable, you know, you start doing other things besides what you really need to do, like you said, income-producing tasks.
Yep. And along with that marketing, that is so, so true. And that took me such a long time to understand. I just thought that, you know, I have some products, I have some courses that are, you know, probably some of the best that are out there, because I can help people who know nothing and deliver them a successful website. And when I say deliver, it's not me delivering, it's showing them how to do it so they can build it and they can be in control. And I thought, this is great, but nobody's coming. Nobody's signing up. Nobody knows about me is what the ultimate problem was. And that's because, as you mentioned, it's the marketing. You have to, you know, having the great product, having the expert knowledge that somebody might have means nothing when nobody else knows about it. So that was really a big key, is learning that I need to get out there. I need to spread the word. I need to market and advertise and, you know, talk to people. It's that whole new thing. And, you know, talked about going, learning things in school. I didn't learn any of that in school. So
right.
It just goes to show that, you know, some people will use the idea, oh, I can't do this because I don't have a degree. Having a degree means nothing in the types of things that we're doing.
Yep, that's exactly right. And another thing is, you know, that I think holds people back is mindset. You know, a lot of people don't believe that, you know, that's the case, but I do believe that. And did you have to make any mindset shifts when you decided that you wanted to leave the corporate world and start your online business?
Yeah, one of the big mindset differences was, you know, in the corporate world, there are people that you interact with and that you work with that basically have to work with you in order for everybody to get the job done on a project, let's say, in the company. So working on systems, you know, if I'm getting system one to talk to system two, I need to talk to people and users, technical people, business users on both sides of system one, system two, and they would know what the project is and the benefit, and everybody would work together to do that. But when you're working on your own business as an entrepreneur, just by doing that, again, I thought that I can do this all myself, right? This is my job. This is what I'm doing. I can go out there and create my coursework. I can, you know, advertise. Once I realized I had to do it, I can do my own bookkeeping. And the truth is, you can't do it your own, by yourself. You can't do it on your own. You do need help from other people. You do need to work with other people to, you know, help spread the word. You need partners, joint venture partners to share in your profits, but also to get a broader reach and exposure. It's with working through others that you and your business will really start to grow. And there's no real incentive initially for anybody to help you. You can say, hey, I have this great product, and if you sell a copy of my book, I'll give you a commission. Well, there's a lot of people out there doing the same thing. So it's almost like you have to sell yourself and your product to somebody to joint venture with. And in the beginning, for some reason, I really wasn't ready to do that. I wasn't clicking on why I had to do it. And it all boils down to, you know, working with others is really a business of relationships. Right? And the more you get out there and talk to people, and really it comes down to making friends. I mean, look at us. Right? We didn't know each other at one point, and through the past few years, we've become friends, and we can talk. We can do things like this. I can help you with your book. You can help me with things. We both spoke at different events, and it's nice. I had no idea that was the business that I was getting in when I first started. So it was an education and a huge mind shift.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, a lot of times you're thinking, oh, I just have to create, you know, good products. And you don't realize that you actually have to sell yourself as well, you know, to build those relationships and get those JVs. So, yeah, that's really great advice. Now, for, you know, people who really want to leave, but they just don't have any clue of how they can, do you have a little bit of advice on an exit plan that they could execute?
So when it comes time to leave, I'm always a big proponent of, you know, not burning your bridges, not necessarily that you would go back there, but, you know, do it nice, give the appropriate time frame of, yeah, you know, 2 weeks to let them know, but realize that, or what I'm doing is that I'm making sure that I have 3 or 4 consecutive months where I'm meeting my income goals before I let go. So I want to see the proof to myself, and that, so I can show my family that this is a viable solution for supporting ourselves. So that's how I plan to kind of cut the cord. And then once that happens, like I said, I'm going to have all that free time, quote unquote, from 9 to 5, where I can just shift all the hours I'm doing, working on my business, during the day.
Right. And what project are you currently working on? Do you have any projects in the work right now?
As far as projects, I'm always have upcoming speaking events and places that I'll be speaking. I have a 8-week course, and I'm going to be starting up next month, and that's going to help people learn how to, again, start with nothing. And at the end of it, they will actually have a website that is working for them and producing income so that they can pay for the things that they need to pay for. They can start producing the income that they're looking for. So that's the big immediate goals that are happening right now.
All right. And okay, just one last parting advice. So can you give us just one piece of advice for somebody who wants to leave the corporate world?
Oh, that's really a good and tough question. One piece of advice. So the piece of advice that first came to my mind was stick with it. Know that the end will be in sight and that you have to move toward it. But the thing that will get you there is knowing why you want to do it. I mean, some people call it your big why. If you keep in mind why you want to leave your job, and it's not just because I hate my boss, my boss is a jerk, I don't have any fun, that's not good enough, because if it's just I'm not having fun, chances are any job that you go to or any business that you start, there'll be times when you're not having fun. That's not going to get you through. You need a burning desire and to know why it is that you want to start your own business, why you want to leave the corporate world, and what the benefits and what you're going to get out of it. So when you do get into those points where it's long hours, or you get stuck, or you get frustrated, or you get confused, or you don't know what to do, because all of those absolutely, positively, it's going to happen. But when you stick to why am I doing this, that's going to help you persevere, overcome those hurdles, and get you out of the corporate world into a successful business.
That's excellent advice. Very good. Yeah, I think a lot of people think about a lot of other reasons, but you're right. It's, if you don't have a big enough why, when things get tough, you're just going to quit. You know, you're not, it's not going to just be important enough to you. So, Paul, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they find out more about you?
Okay, sure. Great question. You can reach me. So my website is ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. And if anybody ever has any questions, feel free to email me. And that's email address is help@ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. I'd be happy to chat with anybody, and if you ever wanted, you know, send me an email with your phone number. We can set up a time that we can actually talk and and, you know, happy to help. Just like it says, help at ineedhelpwithwordpress.com.
Thank you, Paul. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And I think that it's really going to help a lot of people. And also being a part of my book, Leave the Corporate World Behind. And so if you want to read more about Paul and his story and other inspiring stories about people who have left corporate America or in the process of leaving corporate America, you can purchase the book, Leave the Corporate World Behind, on Amazon. And you can just go to Amazon and search for Leave the Corporate World Behind. Right now it's a Kindle version, and the paperback version will be coming out in the beginning of May. And once again, I just want to thank you, my special guest, Paul. Thank you so much, Paul.
You are very welcome, Amy. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.